Yep.
What's up?
What up? What up?
I'm chilling.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's Two Gun Tony, and this is Digging Two Guns News and Views. And I will cut out of the opening voice right now. So, on the last show, Two Gun pointed out to me that I spoke in my intro voice almost throughout the whole show. Yeah. Now, me not saying that I'm a non-believer, I decided to re-listen to the show, and like literally towards the end of the show is when I broke character. And I want to apologize, guys. I apologize for that.
Yeah, that midnight thunderstorm voice on.
Ladies, grab your mint tight. Let me quit.
It's about to get real wet.
But first things first, man, I want to thank the listeners of the last show. Because the last show that we did was Sunday, and that was the first time we did a show in almost a month and a half, 2 months. Mm-hmm. Just to get a big turnout like we did on Sunday was pretty dope. And yeah, thank you. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Let me get off my high horse. But what's it called? Oh Jesus. I came in the show with the intention to say something. I just can't remember what it was.
What happened with X-Jack?
I sent him an invite, so who knows when he'll get on.
Okay.
So knowing X-Jack, he'll get on at any random time. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what was I about to say? Like, I went in on.
You say you didn't watch the Versus last night.
No, I did not watch the Versus, but I do want to talk about it. For those who don't know, last night was the Versus between Fat Joe and Ja Rule. Now, for one, I didn't watch it because I was just like, Joey doesn't have enough hits to go against Ja Rule. Even though Fat Joe is in my top 20 favorite rappers, I didn't think he had enough hits to go against Ja Rule. So that's one reason why I didn't watch. Reason number two, I didn't watch. I was tired. I work really hard. But can you give us insight on it too, then?
I mean, it was what it was. It was Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. You know, Ja got a different type of catalog, especially after the first album.
Right.
He definitely had the crowd with the girls behind him. You know what I mean? Fat Joe came out halfway hits that people know, and you know, half just grimy Fat Joe shit.
That was one of my biggest drawbacks with Fat Joe, is because he has songs that you and I know.
Mm.
He has songs that, you know, like the streets know, but like a lot of people who watch Versus, sometimes when they watch rappers Versus, this is the first time that they're hearing any of these artists.
Well, now, I think that's a good thing too, because you get to be like, oh shit, that was kind of a nice song. You know what I mean? For people who don't know him.
But Ja has been on pop radio. He's been on top 40 radio and stuff like that. So he was no stranger to some of these songs. That's why I felt like it wasn't a good Versus to me.
I think anything is a good Versus because it just brings older artists into the limelight again so they can get their little shine on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every time somebody do a Versus, their streams go up.
Oh, yeah. What was the last Versus there was? Well, the Lox versus Dipset.
Mm-hmm.
The Lox's versus, not Versus, but the Lox's streaming went up almost 750%.
Mm-hmm.
And Dipset rose 40.
40%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was drinking a San Pellegrino.
Mm.
San Pellegrino. I'm sitting there talking about it like I'm sponsoring it.
Yeah. What flavor? I like the blood orange one.
That's what the guy at the store was telling me. Yeah, well, it's called Limonada. So the guy at the store was just like, look, if you ever go to Whole Foods and stuff like that, and you find the blood orange one, buy it, because not only is that the best flavor, it's hard to keep in stock.
Mm-hmm.
So... shout out to San Pellegrino. Free advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I want to talk about? Me and X-Jack earlier were talking about the Drake album. And I know that's one thing that he wanted to bring up on the show. So I don't know if we want to wait for him to talk about
that. Yeah, I ain't got shit to say about that.
Okay. Well, I'll give my take on it and we'll just leave it at that. My take on it is it was a Drake album. We got what we expected from a Drake album. Nothing more, nothing less. Was he singing? Yes. Did he have metaphors? Yes. There he is right there. So, Radical. I don't think he can hear us. He's on the show, but he can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now.
Can you hear me good?
Yes.
Too good.
Am I clear? Are you sure?
Yes, you're clear.
All right, don't play with me.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
You know, I get sensitive about that.
Let me finish what I was saying first before you introduce yourself. But he gave us the album that we knew he was going to give us. And next, Jack already knows who I'm talking about without even him knowing about it.
The GOAT!
This nigga.
The GOAT of what?
The GOAT of artistry, besides MJ. The GOAT of rapping. After he retires, I don't care what anybody has to say. Drake is top three. And there's no argument to be made that he's not.
Top three at what?
Rapping. Mm. What is your argument, sir?
That was my argument.
Is he not lyrical enough?
I mean.
And does he not make the sales? Has he not given us enough content?
He probably the top three best pop rapper.
I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I give him that one.
The stats are there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't even know who else you can compare to him. Like MC Hammer or something like that. Or
it's amazing. Just love disrespecting this guy.
Like, nah, I'm dead ass serious. I'm dead ass serious. Like, he's a real pop rapper.
He's a real rap rapper too. Don't pretend like Drake don't be out here dropping bars. Don't act like it's just all melodies and sing-songy rap. He's not. But
you know what I will say about Drake? He's light skinned, but he's still a dark nigga.
Drake ain't no dark nigga. Drake light skinned.
He is dark, man. You see? Did you hear the way he be doing these girls? That's some dark man X stuff.
I think that's what it was, Two Gun.
What?
I wanted you to tell everybody about your DMX story.
I told the story before right here.
Wait, you told the story on the show?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was I?
I have no idea.
I'm on every episode, though. And I don't remember the story.
So you want me to tell it again?
Please. I've told the Burger King Bandit story plenty of times.
I mean, I'm gonna tell it real short. I was in the strip club, Sin City in the Bronx, day shift, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I can't remember who I was with, but I was in there eating chicken wings and shit. It was kind of empty, but it was just, they have like a lot of side stages, like 1, 2, 3, like 3 side stages in the main stage. It was empty. It was one girl on the main stage. Wasn't nobody tipping her. And then I just went up, start tipping. I'm standing on the stage. Then I see DMX and like some Rough Rider cats walk in, like the motorcycle niggas. So I'm just standing there. Like, and then he comes stand beside me. I think I had like 20 singles in my hand. And he took 10 of them from me, just took it. Just threw it to the girl. And then I looked at him, you know what I mean? Then kind of just shook my head. He looked at me. We both started laughing. I do my 10. Then gapped each other up. You know what I mean? Laughed it. And went our separate ways.
Like, he told that story. Two Gun told that story to me today. And I'm like, dude, I've never heard this shit. He goes, I told you the story before. I'm like, where the fuck was I?
I don't know.
But I think that's it was an interesting story to share.
Yeah, he was just sitting there like a regular cat. You know what I mean? Just chilling. Walked up. You know what I mean?
But
I'm not one of those people to ever be like starstruck for nobody. So it was just, you know, it was like a little cool little moment.
Right, right, right.
But, I was starstruck when only person I was starstruck when I saw Shaka Khan.
Little tiny to, lady.
Yeah, I wanted to steal her away and keep her.
But what was I about to say? X-Jack was one of the ones that called me about our last show. But I want X-Jack to tell you what he thought about our last show.
I thought it was everything that it could be without me on it. But I mean, honestly, I thought it was dope. I thought it was nice that Two Gun said that, you know, I was one of his favorite guests. It made me feel special right here at the tip of my heart.
Yeah. Cause you tried to come for me the other show.
I did not come for you. I simply said, don't come for my guy Trump. That's all. I hate when people did it.
No, but for those who want to go back to that episode, I forget what it's titled. No, it was called The Great Debate.
And I can't even remember what it was that we was talking about.
I don't either. I just know it was about Trump, but I just like talking to people about Trump in general because I like Donald Trump, and I know most black people don't. And then, you know, I'm always a coon and all that kind of nonsense. It's always, you know, Uncle Tom, coon, you don't love your people, blah, blah, blah. You don't love your people. Like, okay. I mean, I guess. All right,
well, here's the thing, though. It can always be worse. Like that guy in California that was in the news. Oh, God, the guy in California, the one that said that minimum wage should be zero, that George Zimmerman is a hero. And
George Zimmerman is a hero to white people because he killed a black man and he wasn't a cop. He just did it. And everybody's like, dope.
But the guy who said this is an African-American.
He probably smoked crack, though.
I forget his name. I should have been more prepared, but then again, I didn't know we were going to talk about this man. But he was just like, you know, minimum wage should be zero. The last thing that slave owners should get reparations as well.
Wait, slave owners already have reparations. It's called a legacy, a lineage, an inheritance, whatever words you want to use. Like, what? What?
He tried to say it like, well, legally slave was property, and then their property got took, so that was a part of their whatever, how income, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it stopped their income.
Yeah, whatever that nigga name is, you need to go sit. There used to be a judge. He had a judge show or something, ain't it?
I think he did.
Yeah, whatever that motherfucker name is, he retarded. He just talking.
Yeah, but he was just like, you know, slave owners should get reparations also because they lost property. But the thing that got me was when he was just like, minimum wage should be zero because we live in the freest country in America. And
here we go.
He was like, we live in the freest country in America, so it should be your honor to work for your country. You don't need payment to work for your country.
You know what pisses me off more than like regular races?
What's that?
Is the goofy motherfuckers who are rich and don't work and they tell everybody else to work. Like, shut the fuck up. You don't even know what it means to work. You don't have to do shit.
But the way he was saying is like, this is the richest country in the, you know, richest country in the world. We should be privileged to work as Americans. But what he fails to realize is things in America, I don't know, cost money. Like, you gotta understand, we pay rent. You know what I mean?
Hey. So Ted Cruz told everybody in Texas to get a job. Everybody was complaining about what's that stuff called? I can't even remember. The unemployment. You know, they stopped the unemployment for the COVID. And everybody was like, well, what are we supposed to do? Ted Cruz was like, get a job. That's the thing. Again, I'm a coon because I support something that a quote-unquote racist politician says. Like, he's right. Get a job.
That's common sense, though. That's not like, you know what I'm saying, nothing too big of a deal.
Yeah, but Ted Cruz isn't a racist for saying get a job.
No. That's not the thing. See, people just assume he's Republican, he's a Trump supporter, so he's already in that racist category. And then
Larry Elder, that's the black dude's name.
Larry Elder, that's his name. Okay, that's like Susie, who, you know, comes from a stern white Confederate family who likes sucking black dick. Susie's not like the rest of them.
What's Susie at?
Actually, you know what? It's funny you say that, right? Because today, me and my mom were just talking about that. Not sucking dick for any of you weirdos. No. But okay. But we were talking about dating white people and not being racist. Because I said that Tamara Mowry was... I said that her husband's racist. And my mom was like, well, he's dating Tamara, so he can't be racist. And I was like, you know, white people fetishize black people all the time. Like, we're just a prize. It doesn't mean that they're not racist or they're less racist. It's just you got a prize for getting a black person. So it's like, ooh, like saucy, you know? I got a purebred German shepherd. Look at me.
I just hit my nori. I said, But what's it called? Like, I dated females who came from stern racist families.
Wow.
White females at that.
And they were allies, like, huh?
Yeah, we were allies. Like, I'm not going to say this girl's name on air, but...
Alyssa, we know it's you.
No, man. Stop it. No, I dated a female, and her uncle was, you know, the first time I went to his house, Confederate flags, like World War II memorabilia. Like, you, if you were to talk to him, you would have swore the South won. You know what I mean?
Wow.
His name, her uncle's name was Jerry. Well, I say was, like he passed. Her uncle's name is Jerry, right? And me and Jerry, we just sat there and had conversations because he was just like, you know, I'm sorry if my house makes you uncomfortable. I'm like, this is your house. I'm just a guest. So
he said it on purpose, though.
You said what?
He said that to you on purpose. He wants you to feel uncomfortable in his house.
No.
I didn't feel uncomfortable at all. But, you know, he was just like, you know, I'm sorry if my house makes you uncomfortable. I said, your house doesn't make me uncomfortable at all. I mean, this is you. This is who you are. I mean, I'm not going to change who you are. I'm not going to change, you know, anything about you. And we always had conversations And one day, this is no lie, I'm pulling in his yard, right? He's outside working on a car, and he sees me, and he turns his radio up, and it's Can't Deny It by Fabulous playing. And I'm like, all right. He goes, yeah, Aaron, who is the son. Aaron had this CD, and honestly, I like this fellow. I'm just like, I don't know why white men use the word fellow, but.
Well, what if he would have
But you know boy? What? But you know what? On the cool, you made him look at us in a different way. Just your experience, just your talking to him, all that kind of stuff. You're the black guy that changed the one white guy's opinion. You know, yeah, it only takes a person to change somebody. You know what I mean?
And that's true.
He let you in. He probably that's never true. Let anybody else in. And just you having just simple everyday conversations with him, it opened him up to a different place. And then he's thinking to himself, like, if my family members are dating you and my nephew, son, whatever, whoever that kid was that had the Fabulous CD.
That's the son.
Yeah. Like, if he's like, okay, well, he's listening to this and this. And, you know, like, they just, you know, people just change after a while. So,
but what,
you know.
What were you about to say, Two Gun?
I said then a week later, he had on a Harlem Globetrotters jersey in the size of his nephew print. And a chain with the spinning rim on that shit.
No, but the thing about it, I think what got me and him close was one day his car broke down. And he lived, Two Gun would know where I'm talking about. He lived all the way past St. George.
Mm.
And me and this girl, we lived in Somerville. So I went all the way out there to pick him up. Now, let me try to do this for X-Jack. So you live around the Austin Georgetown area, right, X-Jack?
Well, I live around San Antonio. I'm about an hour away, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say from Austin to San Antonio is the trip.
Oh, okay.
So Houston to Port Arthur.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. So I went all the way out there to pick him up and brought him all the way back to his sister's house, which was this girl's mom. And the whole time, like the first 20 minutes of us being in the vehicle, it was just that awkward silence, right?
Why, you wasn't with his niece?
Huh? No, no.
Oh.
She was at work.
But she was with another girl.
No.
Oh.
No, no. Man, no.
Two Gun just wants this to be scandalous.
This story's not scandalous. So the first like 20 minutes, it was like awkward silence. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying nothing. He's not saying nothing. So out of nowhere, I just like, all right, cool. Well, you don't mind if I play any music, right? He goes, yeah, do what you want. It's your car. And it was Aretha Franklin's Call Me the Moment You Get There, right? That song, you know, I turn it up a little bit. He's like patting his knee and everything and just like, hey, can you play that song again? So I played it again and he was just like, you know, I've always liked Whitney Houston's voice. I'm like, ooh, close but no cigar. You know, ooh, close but no cigar. I just said, no, this is Aretha Franklin, one of, you know, who Whitney Houston studied, blah, blah, blah. And we just had a conversation about music. It got to the point where, like, I turned the radio down and we were just talking the rest of the way. So, like, that's how we opened up to each other. And then when I had to take him back, granted, his niece was there then, but we just sat there and talked the whole time. And when we dropped him off, whatever, whatnot, the niece was just like, this is weird to me. I'm like, why? She goes, he doesn't like any of my boyfriends and he doesn't talk to them. But y'all guys were carrying on like y'all known each other for years. So, goddamn, Two Gun, you left?
Uh-oh. He didn't like that story.
Like the nasty Nelly. Like the
nasty Nelly. He didn't like that.
This man said, uh-uh, I'm not about racial equality. No, but
that's how it goes, you know? Like, that's literally how it goes. It only takes one person to change who you are. And I mean, that's not even just with race. That's with anything, you know? Like, you might not know, you know, you never know what a conversation could do for anybody. So I think that's dope.
I sort of did that with you and Kendrick.
Yeah.
I remember about
5 years ago. I hated him.
I remember about 5 years ago, I said, just listen to Pimp a Butterfly. Listen to it halfway. You can make up your own mind.
Which I didn't like it, but
damn,
well, look, that's 5 years ago. That's 5 years ago, right? You go into you go into something hating it, you're not gonna like it anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, welcome back.
Yep.
But no, when you go into something hating it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you automatically gonna be like, ah, this is trash. This is trash. Ah, that's corny. You know what I'm saying?
You must be talking about Drake album.
No, talking about Kendrick. No, because. X-Jack wasn't a Kendrick fan to start off with until I told him to listen to Pimp a Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what happened, but I mean, I didn't think he was trash. You know, I wasn't a fan of Kendrick, right? And then, what's that album that came out? It didn't have a cover. It didn't have a name.
Untitled and Unmastered.
Yeah, that came out, and I listened to that, and I was like, oh, man, this is kind of, I don't want to like this, you know? Like, I was mad. And I was like, nah, this is trash. And then The Heart Part 4 came out. And I listened to that and I was like, damn, bro. This nigga's nice.
You said what?
I've never listened to a Kendrick album.
Right. And no matter how many times X-Jack, I tried to get him to listen to a Kendrick album, Two Gun says the same words. Nah, I'm cool.
I'm good.
I mean, but you know what? That's cool, though. It's not like he doesn't acknowledge. He doesn't say he's trash. He just doesn't want to hear him. That's like me with Nas. You're not going to get me to sit down and listen to a Nas album. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Ooh. And you know how I feel about Nas.
Nas is sleepy music. Period.
You just got to have the certain songs. That's all with Nas.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I honestly, Nas to me is like Eminem on a bad album. It's just bad beat selection. The beats are what going to bore me to death. You know, it's like that old school East Coast type of vibe. You know, a lot of East Coast rappers, they used to really have some shitty beats, you know. They could rap, you know, but the beats was like, eh.
And I will say this about Nas. Sometimes I do question the BT selects. And I'm a Nas fan. We know this.
I'd just rather listen to J. Cole.
It's the same shit.
Nah, J. Cole's beats ain't Nas beats, though.
Never listened to one of his albums either.
Who?
J. Cole.
What?
He's being honest though.
This is not my type of music.
So you don't like Drake? You don't like Kendrick?
No.
You don't like J. Cole?
Uh-uh.
You don't like Nas, so who do you like?
No, I like Nas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you like sleepy music of the 90s, and then I obviously you like Jay because you have common sense. So
yeah, I like Jay to a certain point.
Y'all know who I'm listening to right now? Billy Ocean.
Hey, I
got a feeling that.
Oh, that's not the right song, is it?
That's right.
Get out of my dreams.
That's Billy
into my car.
What's the other Billy Ocean song?
Suddenly.
No! It's got to be a song that he knows. When the going gets rough, tough get going.
Well, let me see. It's the song that she was jamming on Everybody Hates Chris when she kept saying Billy Ocean's the innovator.
Oh, Caribbean Queen.
Billy Ocean's an innovator.
And she started doing a moonwalk and it was like, yo, chill. Like, what are you doing? Okay, hey, you know what? Here's a real question for you guys. I already know what y'all are gonna say, but it's really just for the people out here listening. Who's the better entertainer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce?
Michael Jackson.
Okay, I just
until Beyonce can have 40,000 people faint at her concert,
motherfuckers passing out, dying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying because, you know, people like Charlamagne really believe that.
Charlamagne like to get his booty played with.
That's true.
I think
one of the biggest regrets I have in my life is I've never seen Michael Jackson live.
I mean, did you have the fundage for that situation? Yeah,
thanks.
No, I did not.
Did you watch This Is It?
I did watch This Is It.
You saw Michael Jackson live.
I will say it like this. I think two doesn't remember.
Michael, though.
I think two don't remember this. Remember right before the History album came out, MTV was playing Michael Jackson live in Bucharest, almost like every hour on the hour. That's the closest I've ever gotten.
Okay. That was the bad tour.
Or the bad, yeah.
We had
it wasn't bad. It was live in Bucharest were dangerous.
Dangerous.
I hated that outfit. I don't know why he put that on.
You talking about the gold?
Yeah.
Man, that outfit was fire.
The one that snapped under the crotch like a woman's bodysuit?
Yeah, that shit was hard. He looked tough, bro. That's like Iron Man Mike.
Iron Man Mike. That's C-3PO at some goddamn.
Exactly.
Shit. Nah,
I think that's the concert where he was like, Song's done.
The outfit was dope at first.
Mike, what are we gonna do? Song's done. Song's done.
Mike, he said done. He was like, Mike's gone. Rick's gone.
Yeah, the outfit was dope when he first got on stage. When he took the jacket off and he had on that bodysuit. Nah, I'm good.
But think about this, right? But y'all seen This Is It, right? Two Gun, you seen it too, right? Okay, now think about this. Michael Jackson was the best performer on This Is It with all them young dudes and everything. And he was a junkie.
Yeah.
That's wild. You were getting outdanced, outmaneuvered by a junkie.
But here's the thing, though. You know what junkies do best?
Make music.
Other than make music, they dance
and perform.
And this is what I encourage you to do, X-Jack.
What I want you to do? Go find a crackhead.
This is what I want you to do. Other than go find a crackhead, I want you to go to a gas station 2 o'clock in the morning and just play music.
I seen it.
Okay.
So I was very upset.
That answers your question: why Michael Jackson, being a junkie, was out dancing everybody.
And that boy always got rhythm.
Now, like, bruh.
Like, two gun. You've been to North Charleston plenty of times, right?
Yeah.
Remember where I used to work at the mattress store, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an Exxon right down the street. You know what I used to do when I got off the Magic Store?
What?
I used to go to the Exxon, and I've always had 15s in my trunk, right? Now, the moment they hear the 15s, they come from behind the trash cans or wherever the fuck they come from, like the Thriller music video.
It's party dancing. Time.
They start dancing in the parking lot.
It's party time.
That's wild.
And don't play no shit from the early 80s. Like, put some Rick James on or some Cameo.
Not Cameo.
No, like, what was I about to say? I'm going to say Cameo's candy? Yeah.
Tastes like.
I put on something like doing the butt, they coming out.
And listen, that's the God honest truth. So to answer your question, that's why that junkie was out dancing those.
Why?
Can we stop calling Michael a junkie though?
Hey, that's my uncle, man. I could call him that.
He had a little problem with the whatever he was having.
Propofol, whatever it was called. I do have a problem. Don't try to slander him though.
You never had an oil-filled Jerry curl that caught on fire. You don't know what that man went through.
You're right.
But honestly speaking, what I think it is Dr. Conrad Murray just injected it in the wrong spot. That's all.
Nah.
I mean, this shit is just dangerous to be getting that like that.
I think what happened was he started to get used to it like anybody else, and he overdosed the same way anybody else would.
What was he taking? I can't remember.
Propofol.
I would much rather Michael on propofol than fentanyl.
Fentanyl, he wouldn't have been dancing like that. Now, if he was dancing like that on some fentanyl, he goated. You know, fentanyl knocked an elephant out. Like, what?
They killed Michael. It was something else.
Well, you know, he was about to buy Sony, and you know, he had so much money.
No. He already owned Sony.
He already owned. He owned most of it. But he was also trying to do something else to where like. He was gonna give black people like their own,
like he was about to give some legendary artists their masters back.
That would have been one of the biggest problems. One
of the biggest advocates is when he got Lil Richard his partial discography back.
Mm.
So Lil Richard finally got paid. He wanted to give Chuck Berry his due, and Michael was just all about, look, I want to give these people back their money.
Mike was just a different type of dude, man. You know, he gets slandered for a lot of stuff, but we love Mike for the entertainer, but we really don't give him enough flowers for his mindset of business. He was really handling the scandal out here. Like, he was going crazy. He was really doing some good things, and we don't talk about it enough.
But do you remember who Michael Jackson's lawyer talked to? Michael Jackson's lawyer consulted Master P for $25,000. And you know what he said? For $25,000, Master P said he had a 15-minute conversation with him and says, look, if you want to make money like Michael Jackson, get a publishing deal.
Dick always finds a way to throw Master P in a conversation, don't he?
I sure as hell do.
Master P is a GOAT, though.
I sure as hell do.
He's a terrible rapper, but, you know, he's goated out here. I'm the Carter on the motherfucking tank. We have the big bang.
Hey, I will end this show early.
Hey, I like Master P.
On Master P.
I'm not. I'm just saying he's a very subpar rapper, but I like him. I'd rather listen to Master P than Nipsey.
I'd rather listen to Master P than Drake. I know that.
Oh.
Thanks, you guys.
I just can't deal with Drake. I feel like he is too many emotions that I don't need to be going through.
Drake, all he does is talk about women, man. Yeah. Hey, I don't know why people say Drake got too many emotions. All he do is talk about hoes. That's it. He's talking about dealing with women.
That's a girl thing.
There's no rap music about dealing with women, though.
You say that until you hear it, and then you're like,
I'm good. I listen to the dramatics for that.
And my man said, isn't it amazing how you talk all this shit? We still lack communication, how beautiful our kids will be, but I don't see no talk. Come on, man. Come on, man.
That does nothing for me.
Tugun said the dramatics.
Yeah. Dramatics, Nickel.
Wait, dramatics. I like the dramatics. I like Ron Banks and LJ Reynolds and Hey You Get Off My Cloud. That's my favorite.
Wait a second. Tugun, do you like Lil Wayne?
Up until Carter 2.
Up until, or you mean like until the Carter 3? Because the Carter anything, 2 is his best album.
Yeah. Wait, so what? Anything after Carter 2.
Oh, okay. I was about to say the Carter 2 is his best album. So
maybe like a couple features after that, but just like Jay-Z, I don't like nothing past
the Black Album.
Black Album. Yeah.
Yo, really? honestly though, Kingdom Come is slept on. It's actually a really good album.
It's okay.
Here's my thing about Kingdom Come.
It's a grown man album.
No, Kingdom Come was knocking the dust off.
Yeah, that's true. It's his relapse.
That's him knocking the dust off because how hard he came on American Gangster, that's my shit.
Hello, Brooklyn. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Blue Magic, that song is fire. And I'm getting it.
Yeah, that's
it.
It's like a concept album.
What's it called? After that, he released, The Blueprint 3.
Right. And The Blueprint 3, I hated it, but it's actually a really good album.
The Blueprint 3 is my second favorite Jay-Z album of all time.
I don't even know.
He has bars, man. He got some good bars on that album, man.
Give me a break.
Reminder, that's like one of the best songs on there. And the beat is fire.
No, my favorite track on that was Thank You.
I got to go listen to it again.
Thank You is so ambitious.
I tell you what. Okay, let's do songs. What's the worst song?
Jay-Z. By Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me think about it.
Don't go deep into the album cuts. I mean, like popular wise. You can say whatever album, but let's do a song that's like more popular. Because if we go in there.
My least favorite Jay-Z song, believe it or not, is one of his most popular songs, and that's Run This Town.
Okay, I can understand that. I don't hate that song as much as I hate New York.
I was about to say the same thing. I don't like New York.
Empire State of Mind?
That song is ass. Yeah. That and Change Clothes. And I know people are going to be mad at me for saying that.
I love Change Clothes.
I love Change Clothes.
But the thing is, the thing about Change Clothes, it's not a bad song at all. I'm not saying that. That's why I said I hate New York State of Mind because that song is just bad to me. Some songs that they played it so much, I don't want to hear it no more.
Okay, well, here's why I hated, what's it called? Run This Town. Like, some of Jay-Z's lines were kind of nonsensical.
Like?
He said, we got a table full of women, you got a table full of fellas. Yeah. Like, I was just like,
did it make sense?
Just because it makes sense doesn't make it good. You can give me 24 karat gold covered dog shit.
Hey, look. Sometimes we gotta let corny bars go though.
And
right?
Then on top of that, Rihanna's voice cracks at the end.
Don't talk about Riri.
I'm talking about Riri if I want.
Don't talk about Robin, man.
Her voice cracks at the end.
Robin is perfection. Robin is everything Beyonce wants to be.
Shut up.
Am I wrong?
That's like saying
billionaire. She's got classic albums. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She's got the numbers. She's actually sold more than B. Let's be honest.
I'll say this again. That's like saying Childish Gambino is everything Drake wants to be.
I mean, we could say that, but we know the facts. That used to be a thing, but then after Childish Gambino stopped being a good artist and started releasing like bullshit. Yeah.
What bullshit did he release? Please tell me.
I want you to read the lyrics to This Is America and tell me it's a good song.
It is a good song. I've read the lyrics plenty of times.
I think that song is a little...
It taps into the paranoia of a black man. It taps into a black man explaining his plight to the white man in a nonsensical manner that makes sense. Does that make
I said
sense?
This is America. My bad. I said This Is America. That's a good song.
That's an incredible song.
I meant that one that he did with Rihanna. The guava, whatever the fuck.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that song was for a movie.
It was Garbo. And it was a project on top of that. Like,
here's the thing, though. And this is why I say Childish Gambino is everything Drake wants to be. Childish Gambino is an excellent actor.
Yeah, Drake's an excellent actor.
Not a bad singer.
Not a bad singer either.
A dope-ass rapper.
And Drake is too.
not as dope as Childish Gambino.
Drake is a better rapper than Childish Gambino. Look, first of all, we're not gonna we're not gonna disrespect Drake's pen. That's what we're not gonna do.
Disrespecting Drake's pen, but here's the thing:
Childish Does Drake Gambino even use a pen, or is it somebody else's?
That's what I said. Childish Gambino wrote all his
We know that Drake wrote all his songs too. This has already been uncovered. We've done this.
Drake has reference writers.
Okay, so let's pretend that nobody else has ever had a reference track. A reference track could be a simple do this. You hear that? No, you're like, all right, bet.
No, there's a difference between somebody pinning your shit and referencing your shit. Now, Pharrell is a referencer. Pharrell will say, I have an idea to do XYZ, do. But that's that. When Pharrell does it, guess what? Who gets songwriting credit? Pharrell does. Now,
but when Drake did it with Old Boy, he got writing credits.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you look at Childish Gambino, all it says is Donald Glover. No other writers.
Oh, Lord. All right.
So, fine. I'm not saying that an
artist... Drake got ghostwriters.
Drake has ghostwriters. And if we were in a competition... Like, if I was in a competition with you and Two Gun helped write some of my, if we're in a poetry competition, right?
Right.
You wrote all your poems by yourself. I had to submit 3 poems and Two Gun helped me in 2 out of 3 of my poems. Who won the contest?
Well, then, of course, we're not going to pretend like Drake doesn't pin the shit that matters. When it comes to them cuts where he's just rapping. Rapping. That's him. All him. And I'm not talking about like...
Not necessarily.
I'm not talking about the cool, catchy songs. I'm talking about the 30 for 30 freestyle. I'm talking about the 4 p.m.s in Calabasas, the 9 a.m. in Dallas. Like, the real rap songs that we're doing.
Some of those have referent bars. There are certain lines he borrows from this person, that person, and there are certain lines where Quentin said, I gave him XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. You cannot give Drake 100% credit if somebody else wrote some else's bars. And that's facts.
I can't agree.
You know who else writes their own stuff? Kendrick.
Oh, we're not going here. We've already had our Kendrick discussion.
No, we had our
we've already had our Kendrick.
You and I.
I already said that Kendrick is a great rapper. Matter of fact, one of Kendrick's best songs to me is The City with The Game on that Red album.
Right, and he played Anchor.
He did work. Like, he went crazy on that.
And that's a young Kendrick. And then when the beat stopped and he still kept going?
Yeah.
Tenacity.
Stop it, grinding. He went crazy.
But here's the thing. I will say this again. I cannot give Drake the full credit he deserves because he does not deserve it.
I'm off the gas. I'm off the gas here. I'm not even giving this. I'm not giving that conversation no more.
Nothing.
I'm not going to continue to disrespect Aubrey.
Because Soulja Boy did everything first. So,
hey, I'm a Soulja Boy fan. I like Soulja Boy. I mean, you gotta remember, I'm 30, man. When Soulja Boy came out, we was in the same class. Like,
yeah,
I like Soulja Boy.
That's true. That's true.
Me and Soulja Boy literally the same age. You know, he's like 2 years older than me. When Soulja Boy came out, I was still thinking that I was gonna rap. So I'm like, all right, I'll rap better than this nigga, and he's famous. So
listen, Xavier, do you forget how old me and Two Gun are?
I think y'all are like 10 years older than me.
Nine.
So you know what I'm saying? Like but that's a big age difference when we're talking about music.
That's true.
That's true. When we're talking about music. I mean, you gotta think my nephew is 16. Well, that's a big age gap. I'm 30. That's 15 years. So but my little brother,
it's the same concept.
But you know, my little brother's 21, right? And I cannot listen to the bullshit he listens to.
I was about to say it's the same concept because you got to understand when my mind was at 30, I started listening to more, I wouldn't say mature rap, but my taste started to develop into a finer taste.
Right. You don't want to hear the new guy on the block.
Well, so right now, I feel bad for beating you up because now I feel like my older brother's with me when I was sitting there trying to tell them XYZ's dope, XYZ's dope, and they're just like, you don't know what dope is. Now I feel bad for having the same conversation with you because I'm beating you up the way my brothers were beating me up, and that shit wasn't cool.
But I mean, it's the facts, though. It's what we do. That's what you're supposed to do. It's technically you're inputting knowledge, you know? That's like my little brother. He likes Trippie Redd. Trippie Redd is trash. That's like, you need to be listening to Jay. You need to be listening to these people. Crit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yo. And who knows?
Right here.
And who knows? In 9 years, MC Shit Stain might be the shit.
Yeah, facts. I mean, Lil Pump is MC Shit Stain. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Think about it. He had a song called, what was it? Gucci Gang. One verse, 2 minute song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, what did he say? He said, my grandmother takes meds. Ooh, you and your family live in a tent. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Hyde Garden. And then he said he retired from rap. You what? You retired?
You gotta have a career to retire.
How you feel about Lil Uzi? Yeah, how you feel about Lil Uzi Vert?
How do I feel about him?
Yeah, okay. Do you ever listen to him?
He has a song called Neon Guts that I love.
I was about to say, I don't think Uzi's a bad artist. He's not a rapper, though.
He has a song called Neon Guts that I love, and I tried listening to his whole album.
Yeah, I know you almost threw up, didn't you?
Lil Uzi. Oh, yeah. I tried listening to his
whole album. You almost threw up. I know you did.
I couldn't get through it. And I make, you can ask 2Gun, for as long as he's known me, I make a valiant effort to listen to the whole album.
I feel you. I do the same. I tried to listen to Donda all the way through. It didn't work out too well.
Well, I forced myself through Donda because I was on my way back from Charlotte.
Can I ask you a serious question? Did you hear some of the bars on Donda? Like, where is the rapper? Like, what happened?
Well, here's the thing about Kanye. Kanye is at the point in his life where he just doesn't want to rap no more. And it's a little disheartening because Jay-Z is 50 plus and still has the desire to rap and drop bars, right? If this is your understudy, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. It's just disappointing.
It's disheartening, ain't it? Like,
it's just disappointing.
It really breaks your heart when you really think about college dropout. You think, like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like, you really think about these fantastic albums, and it's like, Donda.
I think I was on the phone with you. I think I called you. Did I not?
Yeah. Yep, you're right. You did.
Because
I told you I thought it was trash, but then I was like, I'm only like 4 songs in.
But remember what I said. I said, if I did not hear this album again for the rest of my life,
would be fine.
I would be fine.
And I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? I never went back to it. I forgot what the bar was that I heard him. This was so gross. And I was just like, yeah, you're not a rapper anymore.
I didn't even bring this album up to 2Gun because it's not worth it.
And the sad part is, Jesus is King is not a bad album.
It's not.
And Donda is absolute trash. Like, and the thing is, like, I want people to understand this. Like, I'm not looking for Kanye to be the most lyrical MC ever. But when your production is not even Kanye production anymore, you need to fucking sit down and reevaluate your life.
Yep.
Because Donda is not a production masterpiece by any means. This is your mother's name, and you're shitting on it.
Do you know what the best track was, in my opinion?
Jesus is Lord.
Jail, part 1 and 2.
Oh. I got to listen to those again.
The little baby, I'm not little baby, but the baby snapped on Jail part 2, and I don't even like him.
You don't like the baby?
I don't like the baby, no.
I actually like the baby. As far as the new rapper goes, he uses his own voice. He can actually rap. I don't mind.
2Gun?
He also said he don't fuck with niggas getting sucking dick in the parking lot. I'm always down for that.
But what's it called? So Jail Part 1 had Jay-Z in it. Jail Part 2 had the baby in it. And both of those niggas snapped on those tracks. But to each their own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays it's kind of hard to get, like, really good music, man. Like, that's why, you know, music for me is just depressing now, bro. You know Logic came out with a new album?
Yes, Bobby Tarantino 3, and I liked it.
Like, it wasn't bad. It was very slow, but it was better than I expected it to be.
So, Bobby Tarantino 3, I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Right, no, I ain't listening
to like, that. It seemed like he went back to form, you know?
Slightly, but not...
Yeah, that's why I say in a way, you know? It's still a long ways from the first two great albums. And I thought the first two albums were spectacular.
Incredible.
What do y'all think is like the worst thing that people do in songs now?
Put auto-tune on their fucking voices.
I wouldn't say auto-tune. I think the worst thing that people do now is they make songs just for them and their homies.
I don't even think it's that. It's that little thing in the beginning of the song where they go, oh,
people do that.
Yeah, they do.
Listen to these songs. It'll be like some kind of weird little moan or like a yeah yeah or like a
oh yeah yeah. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. these are all the children of Lil Wayne. Like Lil Wayne has literally birthed this whole new generation of rappers. They're not as good as him, but he's birthed them. It's actually like Lil Wayne birthed Young Thug, who birthed the rest of these.
No, yeah, you know where they get that weird humming and moaning from?
What?
Kid Cudi.
Yeah, because really? Yeah, because we're in a depressed era where everybody's sad because their life is so hard. So you know, Kid Cudi was their opening. Like Kid Cudi saved my life in high school. That's what everybody loves to say.
Right.
I never listened to anything he ever put out.
Me either. I've never heard a Kid Cudi album in my life.
Well, right. Kid Cudi was I would say, like, I'll give an example that I'm too dumb to understand. Kid Cudi is James Parker.
Who?
Wow.
A guy we went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you're like, who? But Kid Cudi is James Parker.
Oh.
So like
he might be a serial rapist or something like that.
Odd man out, yeah. Yeah. But after Virgil designed that dress and put Kid Cudi on stage, I was done with Kid Cudi.
Yeah, the fashion nowadays, I can't get with that either.
Oh yeah, Russell Westbrook wearing a dress and shit. Like, come on, dog.
Bro, I'm telling you, these we're on a podcast. These people are doing a lot.
You can say what you want on the podcast.
I don't, man. Like, it's, yeah.
We ain't got canceled for the shit I say. I'm sure you good.
I'm just tired of these fucking queers and fags and goddamn.
No, you know what you say? The alphabet boys.
Yeah, but they're all... Bro, like, the thing is, you know, like, to me, being gay and being a faggot are two different things, right? Like, you could be gay. Being gay is
two guns. Wait, hold on. Two guns. Did you not have that conversation the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Tell Xavier, I'm about to say you. Tell X Jack what you said about that.
I was just saying, like, you know, we use fag like adjective to something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or say yeah. That's some gay shit to.
Yeah, it's just you know, it's just an adjective. Really, it's not like a.
It's not a slur.
Yeah.
So like,
you gotta stand, X Jack. When we were growing up, we would be like, "Hey, man, you want to go to the mall? We can go do XYZ." Nah, that's some gay shit,
right? That's gay. That's that, you know, what I'm saying? Or if something like, goes the wrong way, you still say like, "Man, that's gay."
Or like, okay, that's that faggot. You know, be like, "Oh man, that's that faggot shit." Or like,
you're in traffic, somebody cut you off. You're like,
"Fucking yeah, faggot."
Or like when your homeboy say something outlandish, you're like, man, stop being a faggot. Like, that's the era where we came up from.
Facts.
So now it's just weird that you want to politically correct everything.
It's like, sad.
I was watching what was it? Trading Places the other day, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Right?
Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd in there. Yeah, yeah. They was going crazy. Oh, yo, matter of fact, Jamie Lee Curtis was kind of nice in that.
Yeah, but what's it called? You know, like the whole jail scene in the beginning, they cut out. I'm like, whoa.
What was you watching it on?
Yeah, because he said faggot. He says yeah, faggots and shit. Hey yeah. yo, hey, 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 hey.
Like the what's it called? The whole jail scene.
He must have watched on TBS.
It used to come on TBS a lot. But, mm-hmm. Where was I watching? Like, I want to say a channel like Fuse or something.
Oh well, yeah, they cater to that alphabet bullshit. So
yeah, it was like a channel like Fuse, and the whole jail scene was cut out, and like so much of the movie was cut out. I'm like, this world that we living in nowadays is pussyfied.
Yeah, I'm about to say they had to cut out the blackface that Dan Aykroyd had. Like
they did. Wow. Like the whole train scene was fucked up.
Yeah, goofy shit. Because this is what happens when you give everybody a voice. This is what happens when you tell the world like your voice matters. And it's not to like pretend like, you know, people don't have voices, but some of y'all some of us need to shut the fuck up. Like you don't have your opinion don't mean shit. Leave that shit at the crib, bro. Like you're sensitive. Get over it, bitch. Now, like just move the fuck around. Now everybody, you know, oh yeah, let's hold hands and don't talk. You know, I went to like my niece, right? My niece plays football, right? She's the only girl out there, and I be talking shit to her because I'm like, bro, you're a girl, so if you're gonna be out here playing fucking soft, go do some cheerleading or some shit. You want to play football, so when you come out here, you're supposed to be tough. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can't talk to her like that. She's a girl. Are you fucking stupid? Like, you think I'm saying rude shit? What do you think them boys are saying out there that we can't hear in the fucking helmets and shit?
Right.
Like, right. Don't like, be out here.
Like, every once in a while, you know, I'll go to the basketball court and I'll shoot around, right? And what's it called? Sometimes I watch the games on the sideline. Now, watching the games on the sideline used to be one of the most brutal shits, you know, like, take yeah, that facts. Fucking bag, you know, fudge packer and shit like that. Somebody said, "Ooh, man, don't touch me on that gay shit." And like everybody just stopped what they were doing, like, "Yo, man, apologize, man." You know, I was like, "What?"
Yeah, that's the gay ass world we live in, ain't it? You can't even talk shit as a man no more.
No. Nope. And like I said, you know, like
I laughed at that, but apologize, nigga. We playing ball.
Yeah, and I feel bad because, you know, like, again, like I said, everything is so pussified right now. And I don't feel bad for saying this. This episode might get barred and taken down, but I don't give a fuck. We didn't say anything bad about Trump this time.
Except for he's a goat. But, you know,
were you saying too good?
Trump was the goat.
No, but what were you? Why?
Because he gave black people a pass to win, and somehow we fucked it up.
That's not on Trump.
No, I'm going to tell you why. We had a whole pandemic. They was giving out free money. All you had to do was stay in the house and not catch the disease. Let everybody go to Trump rallies and catch it and die. Somehow we just can stay in the house. Girl, it's giving out SBA loans, PPP loans. All I had to do was stay in the house.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you though. Everybody getting these SBA loans, PPP loans, and what are they doing with them? Not a goddamn thing. And this is why we black people can't get ahead. And this is the hard facts that people don't want to talk about. Like niggas that's getting free money and they not doing nothing with it. We're not opening businesses like lucrative businesses. Niggas but, over
wait,
here
wait,
trying
wait,
to.
Wait. What business can you open with $20,000 to $40,000 though?
Digga, if me, you, and Two Gun had $20,000 to $40,000, we can open up a business together.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know, you got to look at the slide side of the business because
let's just say because we got the money now.
Wait a minute now. Let's just say we all got 40 apiece, right? Mm-hmm. That's, you know,
it's 120.
$120,000. We open up a storefront. Over, you know, in the plaza. How much of that money's gone?
About 80.
About 60. No, let's just be on the nice side. 60. So we're down to 60,000 left, right?
Right.
We got to get merch. We got to keep the lights on. Huh?
First off,
Go ahead.
I ain't even in this because I'm opening up a strip club, so I don't know what y'all.
All right, hey, nah, bet. Too easy, right? So we open up a strip club, right?
Okay.
We got to get our alcohol licenses and all that kind of shit, right? We got to get covered, right? So let's just say
ain't no alcohol license because it's all nude. Bring your own beer.
I'm about to say, that's what I'm saying. With strip clubs, they don't get alcohol licenses because you bring your own container in.
All right, bet. So we do the BYOB thing. That's cool. Let's just say we're out 75, right?
Right.
All right. So now we still got...
Because now we're not going to be in a strip mall. Now we got to buy our own building.
Right. So, all right, let's say we use 8.
Well, you don't even have to buy it. You could lease it from a company for a 10-year lease.
Facts. But we still use 80 grand. We still got money left. What are we doing though?
What are we doing? We
fucking it off.
No. Just chilling.
I can do that. But we gotta think about the average person here. They fuck off. Man, let me go get my car because I got a stunt on niggas and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, and see, these conversations, they get real negative because my thing is, I don't give a fuck about white people. Good, bad, indifferent, I don't really give a fuck. And I hate when niggas use white people as an excuse for anything. Fuck them. We need to worry about ourselves.
Radical Jack Views does not reflect the views of ourselves.
Nah, man, because, like seriously, man, I hate that shit. Like, my cousin, right, she's so fucking woke and pro-black and all this other shit. Cool. I'm glad you're pro-black. But the first thing out her fucking mouth is, oh, well, white people do it. Bitch, who cares? Who fucking cares what white people do? Talk about the niggas. Talk about us. Talk about our community and what we can do to better ourselves without using them type of fucking prop. That shit is lazy, and it just gives you an excuse to have an excuse. And that shit irritates the fuck out of me because it's dumb. Why are we comparing ourselves to them? Well, white people do this, and it is this, and it is this. So if you do that, then, oh, well, if you try to say white people do it this way, so we should probably follow that example, then you got the other stupid niggas that are like, well, the racism is not going to allow us to do what the white people do. That's why we got to do it this way. Okay, well, then just exclude the white people as a whole, and let's just figure out a fucking plan.
Right,
and then that shit just doesn't work because at the end of the day, niggas don't want to plant.
I will say this though, I hope Biden does give us another PPP loan because I want to take my shot at it this time.
Fuck you, Joe Biden.
Again, Radical Jack's views. That's not a
you, lying you piece of flagged, shit.
Not mine. Like I said, you can get your episodes flagged, not mine.
I mean, which presidents didn't lie?
You're right, but this nigga blatantly played black people to the fucking left, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just that people pay more attention to everything now with social media and the internet.
But they don't, because where are the people that are actually criticizing, you know, this guy who lied, hasn't upheld any plan, literally had a meeting and said, yo, we don't have time because we got to do other stuff, and nobody's saying anything. Gas prices are a whole damn dollar higher than they were with the other guy who was trash.
Wait a minute. Gas prices are always this price this time of year. Look it up.
I can't tell you the last time I paid $3 a gallon for any gas.
Again, gas prices are always this high this time of year. Look it up.
I don't know. Because last year, gas prices was never near no $3. Might have been a $2.40. $2.30, but ain't no $3.
Listen, my last two jobs were driving jobs. Please look it up.
Well, y'all in different cities, so
that's true too. But again, I wish they would issue out another PPP loan because I want to try my hand at.
Hey, I mean, you can. I mean, it's not hard to get a LLC and all that kind of stuff. Shit, you can get an EIN number off nothing. So,
listen, again, Mr. Biden, if you're listening. And I think I'm going to end the show right there. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Stu D'Antoni. We want to thank our special guest, Radical Jack, for being on tonight. This nigga's just laughing.
It's peace and love, man. It's peace and love. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
Closing statements from Radical Jack.
Uh, I don't want you guys to think that I have hate in my heart. I'm a very happy go lucky
He's
a pretty happy guy, you know. It's just sometimes I get a little frustrated when we think about the real problems of the world. So, you know, my bad. Yo, matter of fact, before we go, I do have to ask y'all one thing. How do y'all feel about the heartbeat bill? Y'all don't live in Texas, so I know it doesn't affect y'all, but I know you heard about it.
That's some foul shit.
Okay, I just wanted to see what y'all thought because, you know what I'm saying, I know men aren't supposed to talk about abortions and stuff, but I still like to discuss it because every morning when I drop my daughter off, funny enough, there's an abortion clinic right around my daughter's daycare. So there's people that are out there every morning, like, you know, in abortion, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the heartbeat bill just passed and them niggas are still out there. I'm like, yo, you fucking won. Like, what more do you want?
But you know, what's funny though. Me and Two Gun come from an era where they used to shoot up abortion clinics.
I kid you not.
That shit used to be late 80s, early 90s. That shit was
they used to go in abortion clinics and shoot everybody in there.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
They used to stop the people from going in, all kind of crazy shit.
Yo, I never knew that. That's crazy.
Look it up. I promise you.
You missed a lot of fly shit being your age.
Oh, trust me. I'm glad I caught the tail end of it. I'm glad that I was alive in 2005.
Right,
cognizant, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that I was good enough to be in that era. I was in the era before rap started really fucking falling off.
That's true. That's true.
So I feel good to know that. Not to mention my mom's ex-husband, he was a real hip hop fan. So, you know, that and my family,
you got
my dad,
you got to learn the good stuff.
Yeah, man. You know, he's so one of the few people I heard say LL Cool J is a GOAT. You know, and there's argument for it. So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like I know it's the end of your show, so my bad.
Two Gun. Two Gun, close the statement.
You know, I really never had no closing statement. Thanks to Radical Jack for being here.
Hey.
Like he said, he doesn't want anybody to think he hates anybody. He loves everybody. He loves white people. He loves trans women.
Whoa.
Pause. Wait.
He said, it's ma'am.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Hey, he wasn't expecting that one, right?
Oh, man.
I wasn't expecting
that. Hey, so is it okay if you hit a trans person in the face? Like, it's equal, right?
You just can't say, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face because you're a trans.
Right. All right, man.
That's what makes it bad.
You just got to hit him and be like, I thought it was a dude. Like,
yeah. Right.
Or you just got to say, like, I beat bitches and then, because, you know. They want to, you know, they hurt now. So, you know, I slapped the shit out of that bitch.
That nigga said, yo, I beat bitches. What's up?
Dude, that's okay. You could beat bitches. You know what I mean?
But if you slap a trans, boy, yeah, you on fire.
If you let them know that you know they was a trans, then you're wrong. You're all wrong.
Fucking bigot.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones, and my closing statement always as followed. If you know somebody going through a hard time, it only takes 5 seconds to sit there and call and text somebody and ask them if they good. A little information can go a long way. This is National Suicide Prevention Month. If you know anybody that wants to do it, just tell them don't do it. They might not listen, but fuck it.
Yo, wait.
You got through me off with the whole thing. Like, wait. Normally I had the show on a good note, but god damn,
I got a public service announcement for anybody who goes around slapping bitches. If you want to make sure that you don't get like a hate crime charge, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta do like Trump said and grab them by the pussy first. That way, you know.
I grabbed, hey, so what's your argument in court? I grabbed her by the pussy and it was all dick. So I
Oh shit. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
All right, y'all.